Well, you find out now here in chapter 6 that the work goes on, and these people are encouraged to continue the work. And it's quite interesting that there has always been a great deal made of the position of God's people and the condition of God's people. And those two things are quite separate, by the way. One is the condition, that's one thing, and the position, that's something else. Now, these people positionally were in the very place God wanted them to be, back in the land. That was the decree made. God had decreed this, and Cyrus acknowledged that he was doing it at the command of God. So these people are in the position where God wanted them to be. But my friend, their condition is not so good. They're discouraged. And they could walk away from it and do it very easily, and they were about to do that. And now God raises up these prophets to encourage them, you see. It's one thing to talk in such a manner that we get our position and our condition mixed up. It's one thing to say, safe am I, safe am I. Well, yes, if you're in Christ, you're saved, and that's your position. But very candidly, how's your condition? You discouraged saint? You mean that you're anchored in Christ, you have a sure salvation, and you're discouraged? You want to give up? You want to quit? You want to walk away from all of it? Well, my friend, may I say to you, your condition's bad. Your position is good. And that was the state of these folk here. Now, the very interesting thing is, God's with his people. His will's going to be done. And we find here that something was discovered. The enemy, really, this was a case of his foot getting in his mouth. He should have kept quiet. Because here's what happened. Chapter 6 now. Then Darius the king made a decree, and search was made in the house of the rolls where the treasures were laid up in Babylon. They went out and dug up the old archives that were covered with dust way back down in the basement somewhere. And that was found at Achmetha in the palace that is in the province of the Medes, a roll. And therein was a record thus written, in the first year of Cyrus, the king, the same Cyrus, the king made a decree concerning the house of God at Jerusalem. Let the house be builded, the place where they offered sacrifices. Let the foundations thereof be strongly laid, the height thereof, and so on and so on. And we find here, also let the golden and silver vessels of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took forth, and they found it all there, you see. And all of this was now found by Darius. In other words, he never would have known about this if the enemy hadn't mentioned it. And the enemy made a real blunder here for the very simple reason he didn't believe there was a decree like that. Now will you notice, verse 6, now therefore, Tatnai, governor beyond the river, Shether, Bosnai, and your companions, the Aphrasakites, which are beyond the river, be ye far from thence. Listen, this is what Darius now says. Let the work of this house of God alone, let the governor of the Jews and the elders of the Jews build this house of God in his place. Moreover, I make a decree that ye shall do to the elders of these Jews for the building of this house of God, that of the king's goods, even of the tribute beyond the river, forthwith expenses be given unto these men, that they may be not hindered. Now this man that was governor, he had a political job over there, and he thought that by virtue of all of that and the report he'd made, that he could stop the building of this temple in Jerusalem. Now, when the decree of Cyrus was located, why, this king feels like, well, it's the law of the Medes and Persians. It can't be altered or changed. And so he immediately sends word, says, now look, I not only don't want you to hinder that work, But the taxes that you gather over there on that side of the river, you keep it over there to help these folk in rebuilding the temple. May I say to you that God does make the wrath of man to praise him, and this was the case of it. And we are told that they were to be given young bullocks and rams and lambs for the burnt offering of the God of heaven. And you notice again the reference, he's called the God of heaven. He's now returned back to his place. Wheat, salt, wine, and oil, according to the appointment of the priests which are at Jerusalem, let it be given them day by day without fail. In other words, you're to help them now and not hinder the work at all. And what a decree this was. Fact of the matter is, there was a very severe penalty on anyone now who would attempt to hinder the work and who did not help them in all that they were to do. Now we're told here in verse 14, and the elders of the Jews builded and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. And I wish right now I could turn to those two prophets. They are marvelous. We call them minor prophets. Well, they were batting in the major leagues, even if you call them minor prophets. And we're told they built it and finished it according to the commandment of the God of Israel and according to the commandment of Cyrus and Darius and Artaxerxes, king of Persia. Now we're told this house was finished on the third day of the month Adar, which was in the sixth year, the reign of Darius. And the children of Israel, the priests, the Levites, the rest of the children of the captivity kept the dedication of this house of God with joy. Now, who's the rest of the captivity? Those are the 10 tribes that a great many people today have lost. They didn't get lost. They're not lost. Verse 17, and they offered at the dedication of this house of God 100 bullocks, 200 rams, 400 lambs, and for a sin offering, for whom? For all Israel. Two tribes? Judah? No. 12 tribes, my friend. For all Israel, 12 he-goats according to the number of the tribes of Israel. Now, don't tell me today that 10 of them got lost and they've ended up yonder in Great Britain and a few of them came over on the Mayflower to this country. That's just simply not true. The record here is very clear that at this time they were not lost. And if they are lost, then all 12 are lost, because they're together here. And we'll see that again a little later. Now we're told that they kept the Passover. And what is that Passover? That speaks to the death of Christ. Christ, our Passover, is offered for us. And they gathered around this great Passover feast, which means they're gathering around the person of Jesus Christ, and it's according to the Word of God.